Well, hey, hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Going to be cloudy today, right around 60. Mel is here today, but she's not here now. I know, that sounds like an oxymoron. She is in the building, but she doesn't carry a watch, and I don't think she brought her phone with her. No, she did not. Here's what happened. I made her record the internet quote of the day today because she would screw it up and say something on the radio she shouldn't. So she's doing that, and it's apparently taking a long time. Yeah. You don't... Oh, you do wear a watch. I didn't know you wore a watch.
I sure do.
Okay. So when did you realize that, oh, I bet the show's starting?
Just as soon as I finished what I was doing.
Ah. Yeah, and the front door's ringing at us already. It's going to be a great day.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Reason number one, today is a great day, or yesterday was a great day?
Skol Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name.
Except Punder.
Go get that first down, then get a touchdown.
Not because of Christian Punder. Yeah, he didn't really do much to help him yesterday.
It makes me wonder if I should still get that number 7 jersey.
You're better off getting a 12 or a 28.
I have a 12.
Yeah, 12 should have been, should have had a touchdown yesterday to start the game. Were you watching it? Oh, good hell, front door.
I tried watching it, and for some reason, Fox again was doing the garbly thing for me, so.
That is weird.
I know, and it's only Fox, and it's only on the shows I want to watch. I don't know what the deal is.
Because I had no problem on my dish. There's something wrong with yours.
It continuously is like searching the satellite for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure it's just that channel, or it's
only that channel? I watch something.
Did you flip around while you were doing it? Well, there's something wrong.
I know.
Maybe you need a new receiver.
Maybe, but why would it just be Fox?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Annoying.
That is annoying. Yeah. It drive me insane.
I tried watching it. I got to see the score, and then it kept doing that. I'm like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, Percy ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. It's debatable whether or not he would have made it had there not been a block in the back. Like, the illegal block may have actually sprung him. It was close, though. I think he would have got by it, but it was still worth calling, and it was there. But anyway, so yeah, Vikings are 5-2, and the Bears are, what are they, 4-1?
I don't know.
Well, no, they've had a bye week.
They had a bye week.
I can't remember what the records are anyway. So yay, Vikings won.
Try it again.
Okay. I'm short of mouse today, so...
Oh, you're going insane.
I'm in mouse hell right now because how you do it, I don't know.
It doesn't bother me.
I don't know how you do it. I have a laptop, and the only time I ever use the laptop mouse that's right on the top is like if I'm sitting at an airport or I'm laying in bed and I'm just doing a little something-something. Mm-hmm. Last night when I was watching The Walking Dead and following on StorySync, then I'll use the little laptop
mouse.
Maybe
you left it in that area.
No, I have a feeling it's in my office.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the last time I even looked for it. I do that every now and then.
Okay.
I either leave the mouse or the power supply in my office.
It's a good place for it.
How do you do it without one?
I don't know.
It's so slow.
And
yours is a crappy laptop mouse. I've got like the cool fancy ThinkPad one.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Where I can still scroll up and down the screen, you can't.
I probably could. It does it sometimes on accident.
Who reads instructions? Why would you ever do such a thing?
So what did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Yeah. I watched kids all weekend. I caught baby vomit yesterday.
Oh.
It was a good time. Oh. And of course, it had to get on his blanket too so that he wouldn't go to sleep.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So first nap is normally around 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen till 11:45.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Not good.
Because I had to wash and dry his blanket before he would go to sleep.
Hooked on the blankie, huh?
Yeah. But at least this time, instead of being broccoli that was thrown up on me, it was just goldfish crackers.
Not as gross.
That was the good news.
We went to the haunted house.
I wasn't done yet.
Oh, okay.
I knew you only asked me that so you could say what you did this weekend.
Well, you never ask me.
I know.
It's so rude.
I don't care.
But other people might.
I don't think they do.
Really?
I don't think they do. Now, if before the show you said, hey, care? I went through the haunted house, we should talk about that. Okay.
Do you think that they care that your child threw up on this blankie and couldn't
take a nap? No, but you asked me and it was kind of amusing. I didn't say what Jackie did because all she did was wear her Cinderella dress and watch TV half the weekend.
I think what?
Oh, and then she put on shorts and a tank top to go outside last night.
Oops.
She was trying to chalk and finally got too cold.
Yeah, we've had the issue with the girls wanting to wear flip-flops still. And I'm like, no more flip-flops.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't tell you about it then.
No, you went to the haunted house because you made me meet you at, I was already going there, so you met me.
Well, you had the video camera. Because I came to the station, I was like, there's video camera.
Yeah.
Crap.
It was in my basement from when I edited the Martini's video.
We went to the haunted house, and Thea has been begging me to go. And she's 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, I don't think you should go. I don't think you'll like it. And I was right.
Didn't like it?
Not so good.
Was she crying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got through like the first little part, and where it started getting dark, she started crying. And luckily, Jenny was along, and Jenny put her coat over her. And so she walked through the rest of it with the coat over her face. But at least it stopped.
So she was a gap mummy, basically?
I guess so, yeah. They offered to take her out and watch her. Brandon did, you know, but she didn't want to have anything to do with him because he had the mask on before. So she was just still freaked out about it. And of course, in line, the clowns kept messing with her and stuff like that. But Quincy loved it. Quincy loved it.
I figured she would.
Yeah, she went actually with a group up in front of us, but she loved it. And Thea, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a good time, though. I screamed a few times, and it was definitely fun.
I kicked birds out of my house.
You kicked birds out of your house?
Well, sort of.
There was a bird in the mall over the weekend.
There's always a bird in the mall.
In the store.
Oh.
That I work in.
Oh.
Yeah. For real, baby, like, I don't know if it was a baby, but it was about this big, hopping around, and I tried to catch it, and I was going to go get a towel, because I didn't want to get, like, lice or anything, so, so I, like, tried to catch it, and it kept bouncing away from me, and then it flew up inside the store a couple different times, and finally flew out.
Now, why didn't you have the video camera for that?
I know, right? I didn't have it with me.
Oh,
it was
that
Saturday
is so
during the day. I know. I couldn't believe it. It was so funny.
Oh, man. birds I was kicking out were just ones that burrowed into the side of my house.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, but if there were still any in there,
they would have been mad.
There's going to be bird skeletons and inside the wall of my house.
What did you do?
I put a board over it.
Oh.
Over the hole. Because the woodpeckers would peck a knot out of the siding.
Naughty!
We've been talking about woodpeckers in my house forever.
Yeah, I know, but that.
Well, they'd peck out, and it's the perfect size of a birdhouse hole.
Oh.
And so these little sparrows, or I don't know what they were, but little tiny birds were like living in there, and every now and then we'd hear them scratching around in the wall in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a. I was like, I tried a million different things. And last year I did this on the other side of the house where it had happened. He's like, well, just put a piece of hickory on it. They won't peck through that. Hickory's really hard.
Yeah. So, I don't know what else you would do.
I put it on there and I meant to paint the one on the side of the house, but it was on the side of the house. I never saw it. Well, this one's right in the front, so I'm going to have to paint it because it'll drive me nuts.
That looks stupid otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it came to the big, huge battle over the weekend of the Augie Vikings and the USF.
Oh, the key. Who got the key?
USF did.
Oh.
In double overtime, 32-31. I am so mad I missed that game.
Wow, that sounds like an awesome game to have gone to.
College overtime. College and high school overtime is awesome.
Wow.
It really, really, really is awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's because they started in college, they started at the 25. In high school, they started at the 10.
Wow.
And you just play offense, you know, going in, and you either score or you don't. And yeah, I love college and high school overtime. Pro overtime sucks.
That would have been a great game to watch.
Yeah, it was very close. USD didn't fare so well against NDSU.
Hmm.
54-0.
Yow. Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. And SDSU lost their second game of the year to Northern Iowa, 27-6.
So. At least that wasn't so bad.
No. But, well, I don't
think... 54-0?
I don't think anybody... NDSU is like one of the better programs in the country.
Oh.
And I don't think anybody thought USD was going to beat them.
At least get a touchdown.
I didn't think it would be that bad, but...
Owie.
Yeah, anyway, so... I think we've blabbed about as much as we can this weekend.
Okay.
I have drunk tweets from the weekend coming up.
Woo-woo.
And also, today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why very shortly. News is on the way. In case you had not heard, a former presidential candidate and senator from South Dakota, George McGovern, passed away yesterday. Got the news on that coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:23. Going to be cloudy, 60 today. Okay, the internet quote of the day, you didn't write down the number, and I still have yet to find it.
Oh. Well, that's what I was doing when I was late walking in here.
Yeah. So you didn't write it down.
Do you want me to say it?
Let me see if I can find it on the first crack.
Okay.
And if I can find it on the first crack, I'll do it. But what was the title?
What did I title it?
Are you kidding me?
I was doing it so fast, now I don't remember what I titled it. Probably
well, it wasn't
internet,
quote.
Internet? Or it might be the initials. It might be internet quote.
Internet of, quote of the day, all typed out in the artist field only.
In the artist field?
Yeah. And when it shows up, it looks like intern.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Shut the fudge up, you little astronaut. What the helicopter are you doing? You son of a batch of cookies? That's how you cuss out a kid.
And I would not let Mel do it live because she would screw it up. And not in a good way. So there you go.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 22nd, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it's not because Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 37 today. I really wish actors would quit using their middle names, especially when they're over the age of 20.
It is pretty annoying and not necessary.
Yeah, not really. Like Jeff Goldblum, he doesn't say Jeffrey Harmony Goldblum.
Harmony?
I made it up.
Oh.
He's 60 today. Jonathan Lipnicki is 22 today.
Who?
You know Jonathan Lipnicki.
Mm.
He was the little kid, Ray, in Jerry Maguire.
Oh!
Ready to feel old? He's 22.
Stop it. What?
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
He is really that old?
Get ready for another one. Michael Fishman is 31 today. He was Roseanne's son, DJ, on Roseanne.
Yeah? Wow.
Ichiro Suzuki is 39 today. Baseball player. Not with the Yankees, was with the Mariners forever. Shaggy, Shaggy, he's 44. Carlos Mencia is 45 today. And we got a great video of his chest.
Yeah.
When he was here.
It was good. That's what I wanted. In his chin, I think.
Brian Boitano is 49 today. What would Brian Boitano do? South Park movie.
Oh.
They had a song about Brian Boitano.
That was nice of them.
1836, Sam Houston was inaugurated as the first constitutionally elected president of Texas. They still think they're a country. 1938, Chester Carlson patented his strange invention, the Xerox photocopier. IBM, RCA, and Kodak all had no interest in this wacky gadget because they didn't think there was a use for a machine that only made copies.
They were wrong.
1962, John F. Kennedy ordered a naval quarantine of Cuba until Fidel Castro removed Russian missiles from his country. Russia finally backed down, thus ending the Cuban Missile Crisis. I can't imagine how scary it was back then. Like, we were on the verge of nuclear war.
Wow.
Bug
out bags.
2003, the world was shocked when Liza Minnelli filed for divorce from her husband, David Guest, a day after he sued her for spousal abuse. Let me restate that. A day after he sued her for spousal abuse. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it is the 27th birthday of a music legend, an icon, a man without whom we would have never had this.
Back
Yeah, he's the one banging on the cowbell and the drums in the background there. Since you probably have taken down your Hanson poster.
Yeah, I did.
That's Zachary Hanson.
Is he the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he also is married and has two kids. It's like feel old day.
I don't
today's
like
the greatest.
That.
Yeah. Ray from Jerry Maguire is 22. And Zachary Hanson is 27 today. And that is why today, October 22nd, is Dirt.
More Lindsay Lohan drama. Well, daddy drama. That's coming up in the dirt.
It's 628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 642, up to 60 today, going to be a cloudy one. I am so disappointed about this. This time of year, everything's pumpkin this, pumpkin that. Well, apparently Burger King is doing pumpkin burgers, like, but only in Japan.
So do they grill them, or
the burger features a patty, bacon, lettuce, a special sauce, and several slices of pumpkin.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
I don't think I want pumpkin on a burger.
I want to try it.
Yeah, but there's always such cool stuff that's like overseas.
Well, they have more delicacies
like
than us, I think, and that's probably why. I don't know, like they just do different things like that.
So McDonald's doing spam and rice in Hawaii. Is a delicacy? No. You think they should roll that out here, too?
Well, no. I guess more regional things, but...
I couldn't believe that when we were in Hawaii and we go into McDonald's and there's spam and rice right on the menu.
I would have had to order it just because it was on the menu.
I thought about it.
I would have.
I did think about it.
And I don't even really like spam, but I would have had it because it was in Hawaii and they had it at McDonald's, and that's weird.
Yeah.
And I would have Instagrammed it, too.
Yeah, well, it was 2007. There was no Instagram.
I know. It was
Thank God. I think there was barely smartphones at that point. So, turns out that all those girls in gym class when I was in high school who got out of gym class because it's that time of the month. Well, apparently women have been using this excuse for way more than just that. And it goes on the rest of their lives.
Really?
According to a survey by Panadol Pain Relievers, 2 in 5 women have lied about having their period to get out of doing something they don't want to do. Exercise is the most common activity.
I don't recall ever lying about that to get out of something.
Sex is number 2. And
I can see ladies doing that.
1 in 5 women say they've blamed a bad mood or irritability on their period, even though they weren't having one.
Oh, no. You don't necessarily have to be on it to have that going on. Because I would always, the day before, like clockwork, become Satan. And then, like, it would dawn on me, like, oh my gosh, I'm being overly crabby, and what is going on?
What do you mean, how am I today?
Seriously, that's true. That's exactly how I sounded.
Hi, how are you?
Hell! Go to hell! Like, yeah, it would be scary. It would be scary. And then I would realize what was going on. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to get my period tomorrow.
Okay. So and that was your thought, not I'm being the biggest bee in the world?
No, I just, like, I would know. That's why I was being that.
Okay.
I would try to correct it, but I couldn't handle it. Like, I would just, the best thing I could do was hide from people because, yeah, it was not a good deal.
Okay.
It was not good.
I really wish we had a built-in excuse like that, but unfortunately we don't.
It's not a built-in excuse.
Sure it is.
I don't think
it's standard
many
equipment on a woman.
How many do they say?
Let's see. 2 in 5.
2 in 5.
That's 40%. That's a pretty significant number.
I guess there are some pretty crappy women out there, so that could be.
All I'm saying is we don't have the equipment built in to make up the
I guess it's easier
BS
to
excuse.
Say it's easier to say that than, honey, I have a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on before I say something I regret. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:54. We are going to top out today at 60. And I got a text message here about 27 minutes ago. I only know it was 27 minutes, not because I can do the math, but because Gmail told me it was 27 minutes ago.
That was nice of Gmail.
That was nice of Gmail. Would just like to say I started watching The Walking Dead last week. I am hooked. Love the show.
My DVR did record like 22 episodes, so I think I have all of them.
Oh, good.
So I need to like pick an evening and just start watching one at a time or something for a couple weeks.
If it didn't record them in order, like go on the web and like get the list of episodes so you watch them in the right order.
Okay.
Because second season, you might get mixed up.
Wouldn't I be able to get back on track, though, if I watched them out of order?
But it would kind of be not, I don't know. Why wouldn't you watch them in order?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I would assume that it recorded them in order, considering,
hey.
Like it should say.
I thought that guy was dead.
So confused.
I thought he got eaten by a zombie. And now he's back. What the heck? Yeah. Yeah, it was a good one last night, too. Holy action, Batman.
I've read a lot of Facebook statuses saying that it was pretty much everybody used the word wow several times.
Yeah, wow, who's right. It ended a little differently than I thought it was going to, though.
That's always good.
I love it when stuff doesn't end when, I mean.
Like when you think it's a predictable ending and then it ends something different than what you thought, that's always, I like that.
Yeah, predictable endings suck.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, and I'll say this, the ending was predictable, but at the same time, I didn't think they would do it because it was too obvious.
Oh.
But then after a couple other things happened, then it was like, oh yeah, he's going down. And he did.
Nice.
I'm not going to say who or what,
okay.
But anyway, that's...
I know, because I need to start over watching my Walking Dead.
It's awesome. Drunk tweets from the weekend.
Yay!
This is something I always do on Sunday night. I go on my Twitter, and the app I use is Tweetcaster, and I can search by... search nearby. So these are all local drunk tweets.
That's even better.
Yeah. Because I found out my tweet deck on my laptop, it didn't work so good. When I punched in Walking Dead, it was like constant stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't see anything. My phone works a lot better for that because it doesn't constantly refresh. First one is from Quaidu. Being drunk in Sioux Falls just feels right. Next one. I don't know who these are from because I didn't copy that info. Anyway, here's the tweet. Misty's drunk and is literally reading the Bible with the garbage sitting next to her.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wow.
Well, hey, getting some devotions done right before you yak.
Quite praying to the porcelain god, but yeah.
And then at @Adam_bus, this one made me laugh. People at my table, too drunk, small fake boobs, new baby lady, recent divorcee, cowboy, talks too much, too drunk's girlfriend, and wonky eye.
How did he fit that with all the character? Are the minimum characters allowed?
Apparently, he just fit it in.
He must have had to do some editing.
I hate whenever I do that. You type it up and it's like, oh, I'm 16 characters over.
I
son
know.
Of a.
So Hot 104.7.com.